It's Craig David and Muni Long. This one's called Obvious. And you know what is so obvious? That I love the fact that I always get women who come into studio who smell good, who look good, and who are doing so many things. And today's no different. We're joined by an international award-winning leader and certified finance coach, Ucolisile Twala. We speak about our finances. How good are you at managing your finances? We speak about the link between spirituality and money, the psychology of money, and the management of day-to-day personal finances. The founder and CEO of the Busisiwe Bembe Foundation joins us in studio. Ucolisile, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you.
And you look stunning. You are doing too much. Girl, this bio. And you look so good.
Thank you.
How do you do it?
You know what? I think there is no how do you do it. I think if you are happy on the inside and you're at peace, you glow. It just comes out.
Absolutely. I agree. We're talking about money, money, money today, which is one of my favorite things. I think it's everybody's favorite thing. And the link between spirituality and money. I think let's start there because I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
What is the link between the two?
Yeah. So we are told, and for most of us, Africans are very spiritual. So we understand that things happen in the spiritual realm before they manifest. Mm-hmm. So it is very important for you to understand the spiritual laws that govern money, because there are laws that will help you get money. Mm-hmm. You know, for those who believe in the Bible, it does say God gives you power to create wealth.
Yeah.
So understanding that in whatever religion, they will tell you those spiritual laws apply to help you get money.
Yeah. But how do we do it? You know, I mean, when it comes to spirituality, and money, I mean, like you said, it's very broad because we all don't believe in the same thing.
Yeah.
But how do we all get to the point where we are spiritually cleansed, I would say, in such a, you know, to such a point where now I am able, I manifest money in such a point where it really just comes, it's flowing in.
Yeah, I love that. What I've noticed, the interesting thing about it, even though we all have different beliefs, but they're very basic beliefs. Yeah. Like when you go into the Bible, it says, give, it shall come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running up. It's actually the law of contribution.
Mm-hmm.
And every religion will tell you that when you give somebody, your money gets, you get even more.
Yes.
It comes back. They even say karma. What you do will come back to you. You're
absolutely
right. So it's just called differently in each religion, but really it's the same thing.
Mm.
So, but also the interesting is I've found that there is a link between your mind, the second part that we'll talk about, the psychology of money, and the spirituality. Because the when you go into the psychology part, which is not religious at all, it will tell you that the most powerful thing you have is your mind.
Yes.
So the religion will also agree with that. It's as a man thinketh, so is he, right?
Yeah.
So there is that connection that even if you're not spiritual at all, even if you just do the psychological part of it, I promise you it relates. It's interlinked. You find that it works for you.
Absolutely. But how do we fight the mind? The mind is so, so powerful.
Yeah.
But there's also so many thoughts that come in with societal standards, with spirituality, with where we want to be in life, especially in South Africa with the high unemployment rate right now. A lot of people, a lot of the youth are very demotivated. They're not making enough money.
Mm-hmm.
How do we fight that negativity in our psychology, in our minds? Because how do we then manifest that money if we're always so negative and so down and so demotivated?
Yeah, that's such an important question. And we'll be talking about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I pray that people will come because in all sincerity, it's free entry. But oh my God, the value that's going to be in that. So we will talk about that because unfortunately, by the time you're about 7 years old, your behavior on money is formed. And it happens so early based on your environment, based on the people around you. But unfortunately, because of us, a lot of us grew up in poverty.
Yeah.
So if that's all you saw in your subconscious mind, there are all these negative scripts that keep playing over and over again. So we need to talk about how do we take those out?
Yes.
There are a system, there is a methodology that you use to change your mindset because it's critical for you to start creating wealth. So that's what we'll be talking about on Thursday, on the 21st at the Garden. So I'm really hoping that people will come through because I promise it will be worth their time.
You know what? I don't want us to go into depth so that people can actually come. But we speak about the day-to-day personal finances and the management of it. We are going into Black Friday. Yeah. We are going into the festive season.
Yeah.
We, in South Africa, we kind of go crazy during this time. I really don't know what it is about the festive season that just makes us go, I've got this money, you know, I'm going to splurge, I'm young, I want to go out, I want to be with the people. Things that you don't usually do throughout the year. And for some people, they don't really save throughout the whole year for the occasions that are going to be happening this coming December. Yeah. So how do we do better as people? Because like I said, there's something that just makes us go insane about festive season and Black Friday.
I agree with you. There's something in the air.
Yeah.
You feel happy and you want to splurge. So the first thing you can do is protect yourself. How do you protect yourself? You know January is coming and you've got school first. You got what? So when you get your money, you've got your bonus. Pay those things that are critical. So think for yourself to say, I want to be happy now, but I want to be happy in January as well. So you just protect yourself. But you know school first, you tell them, how much do I owe? You take pay. Yeah. So you know whatever is left, even if you splurge, you know you will not stress in January.
Yes.
So that's the easiest way to just like protect yourself.
I love that. I love what you just said. You said, I want to be happy now, but I also want to be happy in January. Yeah. And money makes us happy.
It's important. Answer at all three things. So it's important.
Look, I'm so happy I don't have a child who's in school.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I don't have a child
who's
in
school. So please invest, buy bonds.
Yes.
Get your bonus and buy government bonds or something.
Do something good with your money before you go ahead and you splurge. Because I think there's also nothing wrong with patting yourself on the back and saying, I worked hard all year. Yes. But also secure yourself. Make sure that you are secured, right?
Yeah, definitely. That's critical. That's absolutely critical. As I say to people, I say, you deserve to be happy.
Yeah.
But don't let that happiness now lead to 2 years later.
Yes.
So you want that mental health. Yes. You know, because money is not, it makes you happy, but you also want that mental health in the long term.
Yes.
So think about it. Just say, listen, I've got this bonus or I've got this load of money. Let me just put 20,000 if you can, or 10,000 by government bonds. Yeah. I mean, something that every 6 months or every year is bringing money back into your pocket. You want that passive income.
Yeah.
So at least you can say, okay, you know what? I was happy in December, but I know that money is coming in. Mm-hmm. Because I made this good decision.
But I think, Koli, you know, we all would love to do that.
Yeah.
But there's somebody who's now listening and says, but I don't even have 500 rand to put away and to save.
Yeah.
What do we say to those people?
Right. I actually think it's always nicer to do financial literacy when you have nothing.
Yeah.
Because it helps you when you start well. Mm. One of the things when I was working, at least now I'm running my own thing, but when I was working, one of the things that I regret is that I didn't have financial goals.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk about the day-to-day, that's where you start. You need to know your net worth. You need to know your assets versus your liabilities. And then you go on and you then start saying, okay, so what do I want?
Mm.
What's my utopia? So many of us, we're conditioned to say, you know what? When I'm 60, I retire. But hey, you can retire in 10 years.
Yeah.
You can. You just have to plan.
Yeah.
So now let's say, okay, let's start planning. You plan your life to say, the day I start getting money, what will I do?
Yes.
Right. That's absolutely critical. And I love what there's a South African person, I don't know if you've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely amazing. He said, when I started working, I started saving half of my money.
You can. Yes. Right? I know him. Right? I actually just watched the podcast the other day.
He's
amazing. It the guy who said he paid off his bond, was it in 3 years?
Yes.
Yes. So I watched it. I did watch it with my partner. And my partner said, oh, this is ridiculous. I mean, who now has the money to save? And, you know, the things he was saying, guys, was insane. He would save almost half of his salary.
Yeah, it's possible. I promise you, it's possible. But what we have to do, obviously, girl, is to start in that spiritual and then go to that psychology. Because what blocks us is the psychology. We start thinking it's impossible.
Yeah.
I've heard people say, oh, you cannot live without debt. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And I say to people, hold on. And, you know, I say, if you Bible caring and you're telling me it's impossible, you're basically telling me your religion doesn't work or your faith in God. Because the Bible says, oh, no man, nothing.
Yes.
It says, have no debt.
Yes.
So if we then come say, oh, I believe in the Bible, but I'm going to have debt because it's impossible. So you're saying God is alive.
liar.
Wait, but, I have never seen that verse before. Does it really say that?
It does. It says, oh no man, nothing, but to love them. It says, no, you, idea. When God bless you, you will owe no man nothing, but instead you shall lend to nations. So basically, you should be buying government bonds of other nations. Okay. You're supposed to be borrowing governments instead of you borrowing from the bank.
I love that. Yeah. We're going to park it here for today because we're running out of time, but let's quickly talk about this event for Thursday. What's happening?
Yes. Yeah, so on Thursday, the Book Hive will be hosting me at the Garden here in Bomboela at 5:30. It's free entry. Please come through because we will be unpacking all these things. We'll be talking about, okay, so when I have nothing, where do I start?
Right.
What is it? And we will be talking about those spiritual laws. We'll be talking about the psychology. Actually, we'll be talking about why are we the way we are as Black people?
Mm.
Because there's a reason we think the way we do, you know? So we need to talk about that. And then we talk about how do you undo that? Because once you get that right, it'll be easier when you go into the day to day.
Absolutely. Goli, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I wish you all the best for Thursday and just your future endeavors and whatever it is that you're doing. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Raz FM. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Raz FM mid mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.